Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to The Diary. I'm Scott Johnson. Got a little something I've been wanting to talk about for a few days now. Might be controversial. All right, so some of y'all are going to hear this and go, ooh, but that's what I believe. Okay, I know that. But I need to get it out of my system here. And if I, I have this tendency, I spent a chunk of time in my 20s in the deep American South, and I gained a little bit of an accent while I was down there, a drawl, if you will. And anytime I'm around my wife's parents who are Southern, they're from Mississippi, Louisiana, that area, or anytime I watch like a movie or anything where there's a bunch of that accent going on, I sometimes fall into it. And I spent a bunch of time on YouTube for what I want to talk about today. And as it turns out, most of this is happening in the South, or at least a lot of what is at least up on YouTube. I don't actually know that. I'm sure it's everywhere. But anyway, what I want to talk about today, I don't know why it bothers me so much. You know, as somebody who, you know, I told my kids that Santa was real, and if they weren't nice, they weren't getting Christmas presents. You know, every parent does something to that effect, right? You know, and why that's okay and why this isn't okay, I think is, well, we can have a discussion about it. This whole thinking came from a tweet I did where I basically said, look, if you sat in a big mega church and heard somebody up on stage talking in tongues and you believed it, then I have a Hawaiian island to sell you. Like, to me, it is the most obvious form of fakery there is. They're faking it. They're all faking it. And the reason I know this is a couple of fold. One, it's obvious to me. I don't know why it isn't obvious to everyone when I hear it. Sometimes embarrassingly obvious. But also plenty of people in that position have admitted so, like either later or at the time, or were caught, talking about it off mic and, you know, admitting to it. Of course, it is fake. It's 100% freaking fake. And I realize when I say that, there's going to be somebody there. Somebody's listening who's like, no, I believe my pastor, he went to town one day and really went off on the, and he was talking in a tongue I didn't understand. I'm sure it was real. Well, I have bad news for you. I can't even dance around it. Like, on the one hand, you've heard me talk about, you know, issues before. I don't have a problem with anybody anywhere having whatever beliefs they want to have. Have them. It's fine. If they don't hurt other people, then go ahead. But I actually think it's hurting you if you believe it. I think you're being taken advantage of. I think somebody is either collectively or over time or even just one time, they're deceiving you, manipulating you, and usually to the end of you need to give us money. That's almost always the the bottom line. They disguise it real well and it's covered up nice and, you know, you don't think of it that way, but that's what it is. At the very least, it's an attempt to have you feel like somebody's standing there with some power you don't have, and therefore, oh, I better listen to everything they say. It's just manipulative. It's horrendous. It's like me telling kids, you know, like a little kid, you know, there's a guy with 14 knives hidden in your closet, and he'll never come out of there or show himself at all as long as you do your homework and all your chores. But if you miss the chores one day, I mean, I can't say for sure, but I'm pretty sure that guy's going to come out of the closet and stab you four times in the neck while you're sleeping. That would be, I think, a form of child abuse to say that to a kid. And part of the problem is when you raise a kid believing that there's somebody up on a stage talking in tongues, you start the process of them being... this word's not brainwashed, but I don't know what the word is. You're conditioning to them to think this is normal and that, yes, this happens all the time, and yes, it's a thing I'm witnessing. And you could almost say that's a form of abuse, you know? It's mentally abusive. It's not as bad as, you know... I'm not trying to compare these directly with, like, you know, beatings or molestation or anything, but you get the idea. Anyway... So all that being said, you now understand where I stand on this and why I'm talking about it. So if you don't want to hear any more of this, that's fine. I get it. I decided to actually do a little bit of homework and just kind of see if there are any consistencies or similarities to anybody in these places doing this. And what I wanted to do is pull out an example that actually sounded like he's practiced it a lot, like he's good at it. Because it comes off naturally instead of just goo goo ba boo ba boo ga goo ga, which a lot of them do. You know that farting preacher from years ago? I forget the name of the actual dude, but he had a meme going around. It was like pre-internet meme or pre-YouTube and all that, where he would say, "Isn't that just great?" And then he'd fart. Somebody edited it, obviously. The farting preacher, fart harder was the sequel or whatever. These little short videos, you can still find them out there. Anyway, that guy would just go beep beep ba goo ga la ka goo ga goo ga. I mean, that would be his thing. I don't know who that's convincing. Obviously, somebody, because he was making a lot of money. But I feel like the majority of people are going to be like, okay, whatever, dude. I dug around, and everybody knows Kenneth Copeland is kind of a weird looking dude. Creepy smile, was in the news a bit for something. He's made billions of dollars off of his followers, has a private jet, multiple private jets, claims it all goes to charity, but whatever. Like, again, there's a lot here to call bullshit on, but in particular, his brand of speaking in tongues comes off as a little bit natural, and therefore, I think, even more dangerous. Anyway, here he is doing his thing.
Glory to God. Shigama. Tevre mahon bobreve yudish to sinimahan tetike. The movement of the Spirit of God.
All right. So again, I think he's better at the trick because he's either practiced or he's just, I don't know what he is. But that's bullshit. I'm sorry. It's horseshit. And I don't come at me and go, well, in the Bible, it says speaking in tongues. No, I know what it says. It says a lot of things. You are being tricked. I'm sorry. It's the way it is. And the reason I'm upset about it is because I think it's manipulative and mean. I think it's bad. I think people that do this are the worst kind of people. Because they're full of crap. They're lying to you. And if you're just take a second and follow the money, it becomes obvious what's going on. But if you're, I know, I get it. You're caught up in the moment. You're going through a rough time. You need some sense of meaning. Like, I get it. So you go there and you sit there and they say all the things you want to hear. And then they break out into this fake language that doesn't exist and has no basis in anything. And then you go, yeah, that was real. No, it wasn't real. It was never real. Now, if they didn't know it wasn't real, that'd be one thing, meaning the people doing it, Kenneth Copeland. If he didn't know, he knows. He knows. Of course he freaking knows. And there's no, this is part of the deception of it that I hate so much, because even the most ardent believer knows that he would know if he was faking it. So therefore, he must not be faking it, because who would do that and take the risk of faking it when it's so obvious that you're faking it, it must be real. Do you understand what I'm saying? This circular thinking thing that goes on with people. Oh, it just rubs my cheese all the wrong directions. I hate it so much. I freaking hate it. I mean, if you really want my opinion, anybody who does any of this stage stuff is full of crap anyway. Where they should be is out helping real people with real problems. Like, I don't think big fancy studios and camera crews and broadcasts and 1,000 seats full of them going buku buku baka baka buku. I don't think that's doing anything for anybody but their wallets. That's it. Real ministry is out helping people, feeding people who need it, getting people clothed who need it, helping people who have no homes, doing the hard stuff with people that need it. Not this. This isn't it, man. Like I said, some of you are going to be mad. I get it. I hesitated on whether I was even going to do this, but it's been on my mind. That's what the diary's for. Get it out of my system. All right? It's not even an attempt to stir some pot or get feedback. I don't even care if you don't email me or do email me on this one. I just feel really strongly that, you know what, it'd be worth it if one of you heard this and went, yeah, you know what? He's right. I don't know why I got suckered into that. This probably explains his Series 5 BMW that he's driving around between a tongue speaking, you know? You never hear about this going on in a place where none of the money goes to anybody. There is no money. It's just somebody who really believes in a thing, gets up in front of a crowd of people, does his thing, and then does that for an extended period of time for no payment, no anything, no benefit at all, other than for the benefit of those who are there. That doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. Name one that exists. Even the ones that you could kind of say sort of existed. You know, they exile themselves and feel like they're misunderstood. They go to freaking Ghana and drink Kool-Aid and die. Like, I'm telling you, man. There's stuff throughout the Bible about, you know, you can tell who people are by the, you know, what's the comparison? The fruit, you can tell the whether the fruit of a tree means it's a good tree or not. If it's a good tree, you'll know by because of the fruit, right? And the idea that you'll know good people by the fruit they produce. None of this is fruit. This is all sugar candy. It's all garbage. It's fast food. It's quick fix. And then to top it off, it's fake. I understand if you just got up and riled people up and, you know, got them excited about, I don't know, the afterlife or God or whatever you wanted to do. But when you get up and go, all right, well, I'm going to really seal the deal here. I'm going to really sell this today by going Guten Glieben, Glauten Globen and do it over and over on a stage as if you're some kind of freaking conduit. F off, dude. You're not fooling me. And I hate that you're fooling anyone. I hate it. I hate it. And I'm not calling the people who are drugging or who are tricked by this. I'm not calling them stupid. I think they're being victimized. They're not dumb. You know, we all experience times in our lives where we're vulnerable to misuse by others. That's what this is. I'm sorry. It's just what it is. You take advantage of people at their weakest moments, right? I just hate it. I just wish we were better than this. And I know me talking about it's not going to do anybody any good, but it does make me feel better, all right? That's what I'm here for. And if you want to come back to me with, well, Scott, what do you believe then? What do you believe? Here's what I believe. I believe in things I can see, touch, and hear. I believe in the scientific method. I believe in my wife, my kids. I believe in my real friends in this world. I believe in their capacity to do good and be kind and generous and charitable. I believe in myself and my capacity to improve and do better. That's it. That's what I believe. For me to say anything more than that would be me, even if there are things I hope are true, okay? Even if there are things I hope are true, I can't actually say that I know that they're true. And I don't think being dishonest about that helps me or anyone hearing this. You know what I mean? I mean, all it takes, it takes literally like me, this hit me a couple months ago when they first showed those, the new Webb telescope images, and they showed, that shot that, you know, the Milky Way was this tiny little piece of this gigantic tapestry of intergalactic stuff, you know? And I get to look at that and go, we don't know anything. We just don't. We don't know anything. We're getting better at poking in there, and it's the best we can do, but we don't know. We don't know nothing. And that's okay. Because we can focus on what we do know. And what I do know is that I believe in my wife, my children, my friends, and myself. That's it. Anyway, I hope this landed okay. I've been needing to talk about it, and I know it's a little weird, but I happened to see some of these videos on TikTok, I think the other day and a couple days ago, and it really sparked it off for me. And I was like, really? Really? Because someone was posting it unironically going, look at the magical moment of the baby. And I'm like, no. What you're seeing there is someone tricking you, you falling for it, and making an entire video about how you fell for it. And you will probably one day regret being suckered in that moment. May not be today or tomorrow or years from now. I don't know. Or maybe you'll die like this. I don't know. But I don't want you to. I don't think it's fair. You've been treated bad. You got the raw end of the stick. Somebody tricked you. I don't blame you for buying it. I blame them for doing it. All right. That'll do it. That's today's diary episode. As always, if you'd like to send your feedback in, I am open to all of it. Scott.internet@gmail.com. That's scott.internet@gmail.com. And as always, if you're like, man, I'd sure like to throw a dollar a month my way for the content I create, you can do that over at patreon.com/frogpants, kind of the catch-all for everything else I do. And if not, that's also okay, because I'll keep making these regardless. All right? It is a thing I do mostly because I love doing it. But I like paying my bills too, so that never hurts to have the other stuff. Anyway, that'll do it. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another diary episode. Until then, take care.
She lived on a curve in the road in an old tar paper shack on the south side of the town on the wrong side of the tracks. Sometimes on the way into town we'd say, Mama, can we stop and give her a ride? Sometimes we did, but her hands flew from her side. Wild-eyed, crazy Mary. Down a long dirt road, past the parson's place, the old blue car we
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.